Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host, and we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to
the
studio, and I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asal Mudarrisi, and I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. Sometimes it happens that even at universities, at schools, we remember that. The teacher comes to the class, and the teacher is not a well-mannered person. It happens, like it in all the educational systems, there is this example of that one bad teacher who made us hate the teachers forever. We already have had that. We've been there. But the thing is that it took us pretty much of time to realize that when one person who claims to be the representative is bad, that doesn't mean the whole idea and concept is bad. It was only one teacher, two teachers in your educational journey towards perfection, but then that doesn't mean that you have to take that as the general truth and generalize that up upon every single thing. The same thing happens in Islamic societies and countries. Maybe the outsiders, the strangers who do not know anything about the concept of Islamic countries or Islamic societies, when they come to see you from a closer perspective, then they would expect you to be all perfect. Yeah. They would expect that society not to have any flaw in it, and there would be no error. But then the thing is that if this Islamic society is defined as this, then it has got no difference. It has got to be the same as utopia. While we know that creating a utopia in today's world where there is no, you see, we believe that only with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam we can have that direction towards perfect society that is called utopia. But then, now that we are not in direct access to that holy person, creating that perfect society turns out to be very problematic, or at least the efforts are appreciable, but they're not going to be so ultimate in a way that anyone who comes to see us expects us to be perfect. This is impossible. So I would want you to explain more in this fact that what goes on in Muslim societies is not exactly sometimes the same as what Islam wants from us.
Yeah, exactly. I think we had it in one of the other episodes that it is Islam that is complete. It is Islam that is perfect. Not just each and every Muslim or each and every of us.
Who claims to be the practitioner, at least.
Yes, we claim to be practitioners of Islam, but we might have flaws. We might have defects.
Sometimes errors.
And errors we might have, and that's the way it is. But the point is that we have to take lessons from what we have experienced before. This is really interesting, the problem of generalizing.
Yeah.
Because we also do have this concept in teaching that when the children are learning another and second language, they tend to generalize each and every rule that they learn.
Yeah.
Adding ed to the end of the verb, so they tend to say goed instead of went.
Yeah.
So when they tend to get older and older, you see the concept of generalizability comes with them, but in other aspects, in other approaches. So when you see the teacher who is an example of not a very good teacher, you tend to generalize it. You grow older, you have an experience with somebody who is a practitioner of one religion, So that's the way it is. You have to generalize it. So this generalizability is the problem of, which exists in many of the people, and it has to be treated.
I guess it is the background of the structure of our brain.
Yeah.
This generalization is something that happens, and it's pretty natural. But when it comes to societies, I guess we have to change our perspective to deconstruct that binary opposition that we had. Like, this is right, this is wrong. They shouldn't do this if they claim to be Muslims.
You know, specifically about Islam, this is just like an issue in the other communities. Like, since our religion is like the most completed one, as our brother mentioned, they just expect us to be okay, like our prophets or like our imams. So this like takes understanding. Like, they need to be aware that, okay, we are human beings. And I think the other thing which is like effective here is that in the past, like at the earliest stages of Islam, they used to see just our prophet as the sample of Islam, as the pure face of Islam.
Yeah.
And since he was the complete version of a human being, they expected all the followers to be the same. Mm-hmm. Like, later on, they saw Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt. So they want every, like right now, the number of Muslims is like so large that we cannot expect each individual to be the same sample of prophet or imam.
Exactly. Generally.
So this is really important that we need to know that, okay, we have large numbers of Muslims in the world, but we are not going to be the same people as our prophet. We cannot be. Like, it's so natural.
Yeah, or at least we try.
Yeah.
But what you see is just the efforted version.
Yeah.
Like the version who's gone through too much. Yeah, and we're judged. By the way, the propaganda also tries its best. Like, there are many factors and elements and powers out there that are working against this perfect picture of Islam.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that. But let's go for a break and then come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We're talking about this idea of generalization. Like, when people talk about Islam, they consider all the Muslims from all around the world with different backgrounds, different cultures, different societies, and even ideologies to be the same, to be perfect as Islam is, or as the Islamic scholars have been. But the thing is, the truth is that in the real world, practicing all the detailed rules that Islam has taught us might be a little bit difficult. In some cases, very much difficult. And it takes a lot of try. And it takes a lot of effort, a lot of, you must go through a drudgery sometimes to be the same. And even Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam themselves have said that to be the same as us is very difficult. But what you're doing is just to try to be a reflection of what we had taught you.
Yeah, and they look at us as if like we are living in some bubbles in dreamland. We have no problems, no temptations. Nothing is bothering us.
Yeah.
So we are not in the modern world with the same problems of the rest of the people.
Exactly.
So we are just like abiding by Islamic rules, and we need to just be like the role models.
Yeah. Well, the truth is that we must try to be. But
yeah,
as you just said,
we are trying, but we are living in this planet as well. Like,
unfortunately, life happens. Life happens, and things change, and then all the expectations, all that perfect picture might go through some deterioration. So if we put this aside, we come back to this idea of propaganda that I was just saying. Now, all the world, at least right now, I could say that, and I guess it's safe to say that all the world knows that Islam is the religion of kindness and is the religion of the perfect religion that is there to bring unity to the entire world.
Yeah.
They know that, and since they know that, and since they have seen these small communities of Muslim people being so united together, They try to create a different picture that is not really representative of Islam, yeah. and then impose it on people's mentality and call that as Islam.
It's like a threatening tool towards Islam. Like they use this as the device, the way, the like aid for them.
Yeah.
So that they can just threaten the community and just blame Muslims for being Muslims.
Exactly.
And specifically considering the situation and the life that we are having, that we are facing with too many difficulties and hardships with modernity. This is doubled up.
Exactly.
And it's really hard. And even the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have told us, we have had it in our traditions and our narrations, that being a Muslim, being a true believer in the years close to the arrival of Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif is exactly like holding a ball of fire in your hand, which shows that how tough being a true companion of the Ahlul Bayt can be in these times.
Yeah. So what about the propaganda? Like, you know, nowadays there are many people attributing different stuff on the Muslim community. Like they try to show that, okay, you have to be away from these people because they, for example, adhere to this sort of thought. They try to slander the Muslim thought and ideology, they try to show this deflected picture of Islam to different cultures and different societies in the world in order for people not to know more about them.
Yeah. And I think in the very first place, we have to differentiate between two classes of people. There are some people who are stuck in this action of generalizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have seen some experiences, some examples, and they were so far-fetched from that exemplar of Islam they had in their minds. So yes, they are generalizing it, and they are maybe stuck. But there are some other ones. There are some... maybe I could say stakeholders in this fact, that those are playing the deceitful rules. Those are the ones that are actually adding fire to this propaganda that is spreading.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that have seen how powerful Islam and the proponents of Islam can be. And this is the very nature of Islam that they're afraid of.
Yeah. And then, by the way, just as we were talking about generalization, there are two categories of Muslims. And let's say people, because the second category that I'm going to talk, who are actually the tools of that propaganda that we were just talking about, they're not considered to be Muslim, but they take them as Muslim in order to create this unrealistic picture of Islamic people, the Muslim people. The first one was just the society that we were just depicting, like the kind of societies that try to be Islamic, but still, there might be some flaws.
Yeah, we're
They're
not
going to. Yeah. But the other category that we were just talking about, like what we saw, like ISIS was not Islam.
Yeah.
It could never be considered as even a part of Islam. Because as we already know, Islam is never with hostility. Our prophet was the kindest of all the prophets. So he was the prophet of kindness. How could he be adhering to such ideas?
Yeah, and this calls for the attention, like towards Islam, this attention that whoever claims to be like Muslim or Islamic is not going to be the sample to be judged and to be labeled and then like later on labeled a feature to the whole community of Muslims.
If you want to wrap it all up in one or two sentences, what would you say?
Well, I would say that the act of generalizing is deep inside us of all. But what we really need to consider is the fact that we need to be worrying about whether we are consciously doing it or not. So the fact that we see the proponents of the others and do not generalize them as because they are just representatives of that religion, this rule applies to us as well. We do have to consider ourselves not an exception.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thank you, sister.
Well. My pleasure.
And thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed that. Until another session, I wish you health and happiness. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.